Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Three is the magic number. Oh yeah, this is our number three. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to be along with you. Those hands, I got my driving gloves on, and I do have my hands at 10 and 2 on the little magic yellow school bus that we squeezed into the studio this week. Just wanted to kind of do a shout-out to all the school bus drivers, and thank you for getting our kids, our grandkids, and just the kids in general to and from school. I know that's a big job. That's a noisy job. That's a, you know, you're looking up in the mirror at all times. Keep your eyes on the road. Eyes on the road and the kids. Oh, thank you. I just want to say to each and every one of all of us, slow up. Calm down. It's 'tis the season for the little yellow magic school buses to drive our future around. And hopefully some of that future that they're driving around, the kids, are going to turn into some mechanics, some technicians, some body shop people, some people that, boys and girls, to like cars, have a love affair for a car to keep our cars running. We need more of technicians. We need more mechanics. We need more of people fixing and repairing cars. And if we do not get them, the prices keep going up for repair, for painting. The price of paint today. Just, I was going to paint. Well, I need to paint. We're restoring a Ford Bronco here at the Greasy Garage, and it's going to be exciting. But, you know, when you call restore, I'm talking about they're back. The Broncos are back. It's going to be a lot of fun to restore this for them. It's been sitting inside their garage for quite some time. The tires were flat. The windows were cracked. One window was blown out. And it's coming back to life. And that's what part of that love affair that I'm talking about is, being able to bring a vehicle back to life, and especially that Bronco. The Bronco model, they're back of the vengeance today. Here on the third hour of Auto World is, you know, you're involved. You're in the listener seat here on the bus, and it's good to have you along in the listener seat this week. Each and every hour of Auto World is different. This hour of Auto World, oh yeah, we are going to have fun. I got a little bit of another recall, like I promised, to each and every hour this week. I've had one recall per hour. This one on the recall list for the third hour is the Honda Accords. If you've got a Honda Accord, if you know somebody that's got a Honda Accord, if your neighbor has one, your relative, your son, your daughter, grandma, sister, niece, daughter-in-law, son-in-law, okay, I'll stop there. Everybody that has a Honda Accord, just give them a text right now, give them a call, say, tune in to Auto World right now. Tell them, oh, you say you don't know the station in their city? Well, make it easy for them, and you, G, like in good, C, Charlie, N, Nancy, GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. Look for the show list, Auto World. You'll see me sitting there behind the microphone with the yellow coupe in the background, and we are there for you each and every week. And through the week, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Some of you are listening on a delayed station, and I always shout out the phone number for you to contact me. And if you do not get an answer, that means you're on a delayed station that's listening. You're listening on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in the middle of the day, 2 o'clock, whatever day. Doesn't matter, whatever time. Doesn't matter. You can always email me. That address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And if you're listening on some type of an app, no problem. But I got to tell you something right now. If that app goes down and you can't tune in and listen to me, it's, you know, giving you fits, kind of like only running on, you know, it's a V8, but it's only running on two cylinders, go to GCNLive.com and click there. We're not going down. That's the syndicated network that I'm on right now. We are good to go all the time for you. That's what it's all about. Also coming up on the third hour, not only you, taking your calls at 855-660-4261. And taking your emails, I'm going to share some emails with you. You're the star. Interrupt me at any time, please. With your concerns about what is going on out there. Catalytic converters are getting stolen again. To what is that leaking underneath my car? To, ooh, that smell. Lynyrd Skynyrd's song, Ooh, That Smell. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, yeah. Well, if you're concerned about it, what is it? We can fix it right here. I'm an ASC-certified master technician. Over 40 years, we're here to help the whole crew, including myself. So we're here for you. Today, here on Auto World, third hour, oh, yeah, a little Auto World car fact. The most comfortable mile-a-minute car ever built. Wait till you hear which one that is. Sounds pretty cute. Oh, yeah. We're going to get to something that Ford's doing, and that what we're going to get to is that they did, Ford, they did this coast-to-coast thing over 100 years ago, folks, and they're doing it again with a different type of a car. Oh, wait till you hear about all this. That's going to be fun. Absolutely, and again, now, anybody with a Honda Accord, listen up. Get your pen and paper ready for that. It's not quite a recall yet. It's an investigation. And that means that the National Traffic Highway Safety Association is investigating it. This is really serious. It has something to do with steering. And that's all right here on Auto World for the third hour. Also, oh yeah, you never know when Delivering David, who drives a Datsun B210, might stop in. He's out there. I asked him to please bring me something that's kind of, well, it's always fresh with him. He stops at Krispy Kreme Donuts first and gets a glazed donut because they're fresh. But the poor guy, Delivering David, who drives a Datsun B210, it's all original, all beat up, got some rust. It's like an avocado green. We've got to get him a new car. All right, you get a raise. He's going to find us something. I know he will. Maybe this third hour. First and foremost, folks, you're the star of the show. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. 855-660-4261 is our number. And again, Engine Light Eric is behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good. Take the cell phone out. Use it as a microphone. Let's hear from you. Here's a little trivia for you. Starting off the third hour. In 1967, a Motor Trend magazine survey of 1,100 married couples reveals that nearly 40% of the marriage proposals were made in a automobile. 40% back in 1967. Wow. That is tis the season on that, and that's why we're doing trivia on that. Warm weather brings out the marriages, doesn't it? I have a friend that he has a very, very successful, I guess he plays music at your weddings, and he goes all over the place, and he does quite a good job. A young man with a family, two children, and he's swamped. But with the COVID, no one could get married. So it literally turned the tap off on his business. He, you know, he knows how to stockpile money, and he made it through, which is awesome. But 'tis the season. I wonder what, how does 40% of the people were getting married, you know, asking to get married, a proposal, you guys, in a car back in 1967. I wonder if that's gone up. Did you propose in an automobile? I'd love to know. Too bashful to call this number? Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Number, since 1992. 855-660-4261. Well, look at here. Who's in the studio? Delivering David. You made it. Woo. Thank you. Give me that. Thank you. Oh, what'd you bring me? He says he's been out there just beating his head out just to find this. Oh, I see. This is a good idea here. Oh, yeah. What? It's real short and sweet, but it is good. Thank you, Delivering David, who drives a Datsun B210. The new 2022 Lincoln Navigator to debut soon. What? Yes, the Lincoln Motor Company is the luxury automotive brand, of course, the Ford Motor Company, committed to, of course, creating compelling vehicles for all of us to have good ownership of them, the experience to match. Well, they decided to go ahead and bring back that in 2022, the Lincoln Navigator. That's all the news I got from Delivering David, and thank you, Delivering David. I'm looking forward to the Navigator because we need to navigate times, you know what I mean? Yeah. I remember the Lincoln Blackwood. I was in Las Vegas at the SEMA show, and that's where they debuted it. No, excuse me. Back up the bus. Yellow bus, that is, that I'm sitting in. Beep, 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 beep. It was debuting at the Cobble Center in Michigan, Motor City. We're going to come right back, take your emails. I got an email I want to share with you when we come back. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let the good times roll. Let the rock and roll.
That's what we're doing right here on Auto World. Oh, yeah. Good to have you along to let the good times roll. It's always a good time with you each and every week here from the Greasy Garage Studio, sitting in the yellow bus. Oh, yeah, the yellow school bus. They're out there. It's 'tis the season. Be careful out there again. Don't pass them. Please, take your time. You know the school zones are only, what, 20 miles an hour now? Absolutely. Just, you know, slow up and take your time. That's what life's all about. Enjoy the time that we have together. Each and every week, it is an enjoyable time. I'm very proud and honored to be with you each and every week here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans from the Greasy Garage Studio. It's good to be with you. Here's a little trivia for you. Some of you might have bumped into somebody here lately and by accident. Well, when was the first documented car accident? I mean, when did the first car accident happen? It was back in 1891. Engineer James Lambert was driving one of his inventions, an early gasoline-powered buggy, when he ran into the little trouble. The buggy, also carrying a passenger, James Schoofland, hit a tree root sticking out of the ground. Lambert lost control, and the vehicle swerved and crashed into the hitching post. Both men suffered minor injuries. 1891. Now, I'm going to ask myself, self, wonder if they had car insurance. How much money do each and every one of us spend on car insurance? Monthly? And maybe annually? A year. You get a break if you buy 12 months in advance? I don't think in 1891, I don't think old James Lambert had any car insurance. I'm glad to hear that he did not hit a horse at the hitching post. Wow. It's amazing what's happened. Well, now it's time. Does everybody know what time it is? It's AW time. That's Auto World. It's time to talk about that picture I put up there on my Instagram account, Auto World Media. Put that same picture up there on the Facebook page, Mark Evans. Auto World Radio Facebook page. You're more than welcome to go on over. Friend me and we'll friend back. Become friends. A picture of a hornet. Oh, he's nasty looking, isn't he? Take a look at it. Well, why did I do that? There's a new hornet in town, folks, and I'm not talking about something that might sting you. Well, this could sting you if you're sitting in the driver's seat and pushing on the go pedal. Oh, yeah. It'll sting you, all right. Blue tinted windows. Light gray with some dark gray stripes right down the center of it, just like a Cobra. Shelby Cobra. Oh, yeah. Well, who is it? Dodge. Dodge is getting ready for its very first plug-in hybrid. It's called the Hornet. PHEV. To share underpinnings with upcoming Alfa Romeo. What? Oh, yeah. They plan to electrify its lineup in 14 different brands in a hurry, Dodge is. They're basically scattering to get going here. As you all know, there's been other brands out there that's already got a lot of hybrids and electrics and all. Well, Dodge is going to do it. They're doing it in a big, big way with the Hornet, first plug-in hybrid model, of course. And they're sharing the underpinnings of the platform with the Alfa Romeo. They're going to kind of rob some stuff from the Alfa Romeo and bring it over and put it on they're dubbing it the Dodge Hornet. Now, I've got a Dodge Cornet. And I also played a cornet in junior high band. I think I almost like the Hornet model name better. Well, the Dodge Hornet could prove a crucial addition for a brand that has lost all but one of its SUV models during the last several years. They got a lot of loyal customers, all of us like. They're high-powered sedans, of course, their coupes, the Charger, the Challenger. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But they want to get us into the hybrid. The plug-in hybrid, called the Hornet. So what is going on with this exactly? Well, let's find out. The powertrain will use, they're kind of uncertain a little bit, but Jeep has a two plug-in powertrains it could be bringing to the table, Jeep brand, of course. And then starting with the gas electric package in the Wrangler, the 4XE, it pairs a 2-liter gas engine with an electric drive unit to produce a combined 375 horsepower. 470 pound-feet of torque under the Hornet hood. The system yields up to 30 miles in all-electric range, with Jeep officials estimating it can be managed about 3 hours of creeping and crawling over off-road in all-electric mode. No gas needed in the hills in your area. The new Dodge Hornet PHEV package. A 1.3-liter gas engine coming from a Jeep Renegade. Oh, yeah, Jeep Renegade. It could deliver as much as 240 horsepower from the Jeep Renegade. And they're just basically looking at it and going to bring it to you. And, in fact, it looks like, no date, but they're looking at bringing it to you maybe. It's going to be maybe 2 years out. But that's, again, guesstimated. The new, all new Dodge Hornet. First plug-in hybrid for them. They've kind of been a little slack, haven't they, the Dodges, like they were saying here. And, you know, I don't know, what's it all coming to? Each and every week I'm trying not to talk about electric, but I have to, because it's here, it's live. Hopefully you like your EVs. One thing about an EV, there's no catalytic converter for the people to steal. Man, remember, if you can't, if you can get and drive into a quick lube with a rattle can, you might not need your oil change at the time, but it would be a perfect time for the lube tech that's in the basement there. Ask him to put your, maybe a special number, like a number. He's going to paint it on your catalytic converter. That way when the thief gets under there to steal the thing, they're going, oh no, it's been tagged, I can't take it. And if they even do take it, then you can go into your recycle place there in your town. Go knock on the door and say, hey, if you see a catalytic converter come in here with this number on it, it's mine. And hopefully we can catch these thieves. Okay, it's time to get to that email bag, folks. To the left of me. Let's get in there. Well, we got a lot of emails this last week. Here's one. Got a lot of emails to share with you, of course. And here's one here I want to share. Looks like I can read it on the air. If you do not, you know, please do email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If you don't want me to read it on the air, I'll still help you and take care of you. And I just type on there, do not read on the air live. I won't. This one I can. Let's go for it. Hi, Mark. Quick question about the clacking sound in my Honda Odyssey. It runs fine, but it sounds like I have a rod knock in the front of my engine. Oil pressure and temp are running normal. We bought it new in 2006. She has 120,000 and some change on it now. Never had any problems with it until now. No engine light is on. What do you think it might be? Hopefully it's not a rod knock. Thank you for your advice, Brenda. And she says she's listening in Bakersfield, Missouri. Woo! When we come back, we're going to do a shout-out to Jim, the owner, who operates the 1450 AM station. We'll be right back, right here from the little yellow school bus in the Greasy Garage studio.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The Taliban has entered the presidential palace in the capital city, Kabul, and is now in control of the entire country, according to a highly placed source. The group is soon expected to declare the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Epic Times reports an anonymous source inside the Afghan Defense Ministry confirmed the high-ranking source's report. President Ashraf Ghani left Kabul after stepping down from power Sunday. Rumors of his resignation had been circulating since Friday, while fears of the Taliban attacking the capital have also been high. Taliban officials say they expect a complete handover of power, marking their return to power 2 decades after being forced out by U.S.-led forces. Thousands of homes in Northern California are threatened by the nation's largest wildfire. The Dixie Fire is the largest of more than 100 large blazes burning in more than a dozen western states. USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. Now, there's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
Garage Studio inside the yellow bus. Seat belts on. 10-2 on the steering wheel. Driving gloves on. Got my mask off. We're doing good. Watch out for those yellow school buses, folks. And again, drive slow. Don't pass them. And let them get the kids out. That's our future. Oh, yeah. I hope some of those future kids get into the automotive arena. Into the garage with me. Welcome back. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. What is Auto World, you ask? Well, Auto World is the official ASE-certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-wheeled, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio podcast, internet, TV, talk show. For you. No, I'm not going to say that three times in a row. It's too hard, too fast. With that said, there were some fast numbers coming across the Mecum auction. Monterey Week, Pebble Beach is happening, of course. And on my Facebook page, I want to get to the number. Some of you have emailed me and asked me, what's the number? What's the number? What's the number? Well, what I'm talking about here, if you do go over, please do. You're welcome to go over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans. You'll see my smiling face here behind the microphone. My Instagram account is Auto World Media. Auto World Radio also. We also have a Facebook page over there. Head over there and look at that, those blank numbers. Let's fill them in now. There was a car, folks, that not only one of them that sold for some big numbers, but there was one car that I've got a salute. You sometimes wonder, where did the numbers come from? Those are real numbers. It's real money. So I'm going to fill in. I think it's eight figures is what I asked you on the Facebook page. One of our great listeners said this is an obscene number. Doesn't make any sense, does it? What kind of car is it? It was a 19, and it is a 1995. A 1995 McLaren F1. Gooding and Company at Pebble Beach here this week sold that car for $20,465,000. One car. Congratulations to the seller. Congratulations to the buyer. And Gooding and Company, congratulations. Wonder what the commission is on that $20 million. Well, I'm just throwing away the change, that $465,000 worth of change there. You kind of wonder, don't you? Don't you scratch your head and you say to yourself, scratching my head here. You say, how did they get that kind of number, Mark? Well, there's a value to everything, folks. And, I mean, talking everything, even a pencil. Because if Tom Hanks had that pencil in his mouth and put his teeth marks in it, uh-oh. See, there's a value to it right there. You get what you pay for. How many McLaren F1s were built and made with that same color in 1995? See, there's a lot of that happening. Who owned the car? So there's a lot of that. That's kind of fun, I think. Here's another one that went down the block. As I promised you the first hour, I'm going to give you some Mecum Auto Auction Monterey Week, Pebble Beach Week results. A 2022 Acura sold, and this is sold all proceeds. I said the year 2022. 001. All proceeds going to charity, folks. Sold for $1 million. It was a 2022 Acura NSX Type S package on it. The first of only 350 to be produced in the final year of production. The first NSX Type S to be available outside Japan. Wow. See? All those kind of, the DNA, I call it, behind an automobile, does mean money. So, get the story behind the story when you do buy your used car. Hey, I'm talking not big numbers here. I'm talking used car. If you're looking at buying maybe a $5,000, $4,000, $3,000, $2,000, $1,000 car, I want the backstory on the DNA on it. My son always asks me, what's that matter, Dad? You want to know who owned it before they owned it. What's that matter? Because that's how you find out how they treated the car, the truck, the vehicle. Yes, you do want to buy a good vehicle, don't you? And the backstory on the repair. Did they care about it? If they didn't do any work on it, didn't have care about it. Hey, I drove this thing 120,000 miles and I haven't done anything to it. I bought it brand new. Well, guess what? There's the backstory in the family, the DNA on that. Oh, get ready for the big long list of repair that's going to be done on that $120,000 ride. Whoa. Okay, let's get to that email. Don't want to forget. We've got Brenda here. She's listening in Bakersfield, Missouri. Let's do a shout out. Jim's the owner there of KWPM AM 1450. Shout out! Oh, yeah, shout out to Jim and, of course, his station, West Plains, Mountain View, Bakersfield, Missouri. Good to have you along. They take the show Saturday and Sunday. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. And Brenda, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your email. Let's go back through the email for the folks that might have forgot what that email you sent me was. It was all about quick question about her clacking noise or sound in her Honda Odyssey. It runs fine, but it sounds like I have a rod knock in the front of my engine. Oil pressure and temp, she says, is running normal. They bought it new. It's a 2006. She has 120,000 miles and some change on it, she says. Never had any problems with it until now. What do you think it might be, Mark? Hopefully it's not a rod knock, and thank you for your advice, Brenda. And Brenda, thank you. And let me shout out. Get an address over to me, Brenda. I got some gifts for you. Out of this Lincoln Continental back trunk. Oh, yeah. Detail. We'll get that Honda Odyssey looking good. Brenda, what's going on? I got some good news for you. Got some good news for you, gal. That knock is not a rod knock on those Honda Odysseys. What that is, have you had the timing belt replaced yet at 120,000 miles? You need the timing belt replaced. Now, what that noise is, if you would, pop your hood or your bonnet for the folks listening over on across the pond there. Hello, Virgin Islands. Pop the hood. Start her up. Brenda, stand there. Don't let it run too long without clatter and noise. But just long enough to kind of get your ear down there in the front of that engine, because what's going on down below the front, right front tire, you got a timing belt tensioner. And it's a pressure style type tensioner, of course, pushing into the timing belt, which is rubber. That is given out on you, Brenda. When we buy a new one of those, there's a grenade pin in them. And we do not pull the pin, because in the rod, when we pull the pin, the rod comes out and it pushes straight out like a bullet, which pushes a pulley into the timing belt. That's how much pressure and tension there is on there. What you got is that tensioner is bad. That pressurized oil cylinder for that timing belt tensioner is bad and gone. And that's going clack, 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 clack against that timing belt. And that means your timing belt's going to be loose tight. And if it slips one tooth, Brenda, okay, two teeth, you're done. The valves are out of time. The pistons come up and say hello to the valves by bending them. And then you have zero compression, and Brenda, you then have a 2006 Honda Odyssey rock in the driveway because it can't move. So please, and you can't do this yourself, no. And you need to ask, an independent can do it, but let's ask them first, Brenda, if they've ever done a timing belt on that 3.5 Honda V6 engine. If they say, oh, no, it's a timing belt, it's a timing belt. Back out of the parking lot, Brenda, and go to somebody that knows Hondas. Very crucial. Again, one or two teeth and it's done. So if they don't get that done right with the timing, then you're going to say goodbye to an engine. But no, that's good news. Just a timing belt tensioner that needs to be replaced, and I'd recommend a water pump timing belt and all the other idler pulleys in there, Brenda. Thanks for emailing me out of Bakersfield, Missouri. Good to have you folks along with us. Thanks, Brenda. Send me an email address for an address, and I'll get you some gifts out. We got to get this trunk empty here on Auto World this week. We'll be right back from the yellow school bus. We got to get a new muffler on it. It's kind of loud.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, I asked an old truck driver about life out on the road. If he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load, if there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I asked him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive and keep my mind on.
Oh my God, my taillights are out on this bus. I thought the crew checked the taillights before we took off. Good to have you along, folks, here at Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You know what time it is. It's AW time. Oh, yeah. Auto World time. Well, it is time. If you're wondering what Auto World is, of course, some of you are wondering about that. The coupons never expire here, folks, here on Auto World. No, it's automotive. We do recalls, auto racing news, I do, yes, and did you know segment? Oh, yeah, compare a car, I like to do that. I always have a little Auto World tip for you, do interviews, of course. What is it? We do that segment, of course, and trivia throughout the show. And in fact, with that said, let's, did you know this? A little trivia I didn't even know about, and I'd like to live that stuff. Which model did Chevrolet ship vertically during the 1970s? I said it. Which model did Chevrolet ship vertically during the 1970s? Wow. It was called the VertiPack shipping system, designed exclusively for the Chevrolet Vega, made it possible to ship 30 vehicles per rail car instead of 15. All the cars were positioned nose down, and since they were shipped with all of their required fluids, certain aspects had to be specially designed for this type of shipping, including an oil baffle in the engine, a special battery, and even a repositioned windshield washer reservoir. Okay. Now that's some trivia. No wonder the Chevy Vega might not have lasted too long. I work on so many of those aluminum engines, now I know why, what happened to them. Oh, nose down. I'd like to know how they loaded and unloaded them. Had to be some kind of a crane. But today, I don't own a Chevy Vega, and I'd give my eye teeth to have one. What do you want for it? I know you've got one in the backyard. I want to know it. I want it. Chevy Vega station wagon. Can you imagine what that would pull at an auction today? Okay. I don't care if it's got the stock aluminum engine. In fact, I want it all stock. You can email me, of course. This is one thing a lot of you actually asked me, if I would be interested in your car. Hey, you know, I might be. Don't be bashful. Here's my address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Email me and let me know what you got. We're starting to put some of your great cars and, of course, your pictures of the cars that you like, and your Wave Runners, your dirt bikes, whatever you like, even if you like your lawnmowers, as long as it's something to do with gasoline, electric, or just something to do with Auto World. Let's put it on our website at autoworldmedia.com. Autoworldmedia.com. You're the star of the show each and every week at 855-660-4261. I welcome your calls. Email's good all the time. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. You can Facebook me too at Mark Evans. That's the address. It is time now. I've given you plenty of time to get the pen and paper out. For what? That Honda recall. Now, each and every one of you, I don't care, I don't have a Honda. No. You might be thinking about buying a Honda Accord. You know, I do know that you have a friend that has one. You know why? Because Honda Accords, they were the number one selling car for years, and they still are making some big numbers out there. So no matter where I go, no matter where you're going, wherever you go, you see a Honda Accord. Here is, now this is not a recall yet. It's an investigation of 1.1 million Honda Accords. Steering issues, folks. It prompts an investigation from the National Highway Traffic Safety Association. That's the NHTSA. Here's the years. 2013 through 2015, Honda Accords. Not good. Honda Accord sedans, of course. Alarming issue. Sedan steering system promptly. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating this matter. Because there's been 107 owner complaints, that means that the steering locks up as you're driving. Sometimes the steering doesn't even turn. There's approximately 1.1 million vehicles that could potentially be affected, folks. So I need you to use this time and this show to help you save your life. I want your steering fixed. I want you to call your dealership, and I want you to get your VIN number. I want you to drive in there. I want you to tell them that you heard it here on Auto World. They can go back. You can too. At Auto World Podcast. Google it. Auto World Podcast. And go back. Listen to the archives. Listen to me right now. At any one point in time that you have the time to do that. But please, make the time. There's been a lot of petitions claimed from 2013 on the Honda Accords experiencing the sudden loss of steering control, causing the vehicle to veer or jerk, not going down the intended path. Drivers had no warning or input. Let's get them fixed. It's very serious when you can't steer a car. What's the years again? 2013 through 2015 Honda Accords. The sedans. Now, the best part of all this is that you know about it now. The best part of it is the repair will be free. Some of you are wondering, I've been through the recall, Mark, system on my car. They never have the parts. They always make an excuse to set me aside. We have to wait for the part. They schedule me a month late, month out. It does happen. Because, especially in today's world with the COVID, the tariffs, the fees, we're having problems in Long Beach, California, folks. And that's just one import-export port that the tankers are sitting out there with the containers sitting on them, waiting to come in. And so, don't get kind of mad. Just get it scheduled. But at the same token, some of you might just want to trade the car off. And at the same token, I can't tell you that what to do, of course, but I can tell you this, that steering is, you know, a big issue, and it's not a trunk latch recall like we had on the second hour. So just wanted to let you know that, and I'm proud to let you know that, those type of things. And when I get more on it and more recalls, I will share them with you. But that's an investigation. Investigation isn't quite a full recall yet. So that what a recall means is they have to have so many of you have a problem with it before they recall it. Now, how do they get the recall or the amount of people that, so they can recall it? You, going to the dealership. They only have 107 of you now. Let's triple that. Let's make it, can we take 10,000 of you with Honda Accords and get you to the dealership and make this a recall so the Honda Accords get fixed? And you'll get a notice in the mail because it's classified under the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration as a recall. then Honda has to fix it. That's the whole key right there. Okay, it's time. We're getting, the Chrysler's starting to go down, but you've been wanting to know what the most comfortable mile a minute car ever built is. Well, it's in the Auto World Little Car Fact. The 1928 Franklin Airman. Oh, yeah. The Airman series, named after devoted Franklin owner Charles Lindbergh, was built by the Marquis as the most comfortable mile-a-minute car ever built. Wow. 46 horsepower, 3-speed manual. What it cost back then? $2,490. In 1928, it could go all the way up to $3,080 for the 1928 Franklin Airman. It was a United States luxury car. I had a friend that had one of those. Absolutely, it was a great thing to have. It was called the Flying Airman. Great car. Well, it's been great having you here with me in the studio, in the little yellow bus. We're going to have a lot of fun. Next week, oh, yeah, more of your emails, more of your calls, and a lot more fun when it comes right down to what? Your Auto World. Glad you joined me right here. I'm Mark Evans.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.